This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Many parents of middle school or high school students notice that their kids' cafeteria operates much like a food court.
The most popular item is pizza.
Like the Pizza Hut pizza that's really, really good.
Chick-fil-A. Pizza Hut. Tacos.
The lunchroom in many schools is a business, and that business is the subject of today's health news. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports the customers are not making many nutritious purchases.
Peggy Lee has been administering school lunch programs long enough to remember the days when ladies in hairnets and stockings didn't ask you what you wanted to eat. They simply put it on your tray. That's the way it was when she was a kid.
I remember sitting in a cafeteria in elementary school, and I didn't want my peas, and I put them in my milk carton and tried to hide them because the teacher wouldn't let me go until I'd eaten all my peas, and I didn't want my peas.
A lot's changed these days. In many places, kids decide what they want to eat, and many cafeterias are run like businesses. Take one of the schools Peggy Lee oversees, Great Bridge Middle in Chesapeake, Virginia.
What I have for lunch is pizza, fries, and three ketchup packets and strawberry milk.
Two Chick-fil-A's, fries, some chips, milk, chocolate milk, and a grape juice, 100% vitamin C.
Potato wedges and spaghetti and fruit cocktail and chocolate milk.
How come I don't see any fruits and vegetables?
Because I like pears and stuff like that, you know, but I don't like to have the fruit over here. It looks nasty.
Their fruit is rotten.
Yeah, it's rotten.
Their fruit is old. I mean, we pay for this food.
I know.
We should get the best.
In fact, the fruit on the serving line was not rotten. It all appeared to be fine. As the seventh graders held forth, student Chris Gregory noticed one of the teachers passing the table, opening a package of Twinkies and popping one in his mouth.
I mean, what's up with that? I mean, he's not eating healthy either. He's gonna have a salad, so why should we have to eat healthy? We're supposed to look up to our teachers, but like they're eating like ho-hos and stuff and Twinkies. What should we do?
To Peggy Lee, all of this provides good insight into teenagers' minds.
They're getting a little freedom. They're getting a little, you know, power they feel they have over themselves and their lives, and they exert that. You know, sometimes they don't make the best choices, but you know what? They don't make the best choices about a lot of things.
If so many kids make such poor choices, why not go back to the old days, the ones Peggy Lee remembers, where you had to stay at the table until you ate your peas? Perhaps cafeterias could offer just one healthy, well-rounded meal a day. Take it or leave it.
We can put all that food on the plate. We can make that plate look very attractive and very nutritious. They're not going to eat that food if they don't want it. You tell me how I can make those middle school sixth graders out there eat green beans. How many kids did you see sit out there today with nothing? Nobody's making them eat.
When Peggy Lee was hired to run the food service in the Chesapeake schools, one of her first mandates was to start bringing in more revenue. The federal government provides money for low-income students and some food staples. The state of Virginia kicks in funds as well. But Lee says it's not enough to keep her cafeterias open.
The school division doesn't provide us funding through the general budget. It's like running a small business within an educational operation.
And to be successful in the food business, she says you can't serve customers things they don't like.
Kids are brand-oriented, and they know that Pizza Hut is a quality product. And so we do use a lot of brands in my menus. You'll see Tyson Chicken, CPAC Shrimp Poppers.
Along with lots of other items that kids are happy to pay extra for, such as baked chips and oversized cookies.
We don't embrace the philosophy that there's good food, bad food. Every food item that we offer on our menus is nutritious, even French fries. There's nothing wrong with French fries. If you eat them every day and that's all you eat, there is something wrong with that. So we want to try to offer a variety.
Twice a week, the school offers lower-fat potato wedges instead of fries. Fruits and vegetables are sold daily, as well as salads and low-fat milk. These items help Lee comply with the federal government's nutrition guidelines, at least on paper. But what's clear is that many children are not making healthy choices.
The habits that they have formed are not a result of something we have done or haven't done in school meals. It's a result of things that have happened long before they ever got to us at 5 years old or 6 years old.
As more states come to grips with high childhood obesity numbers, lawmakers have seized on the idea of school nutrition laws. At least 18 states are currently considering legislation. Some call for tossing out soda machines. The Connecticut House last week passed a ban on junk food in schools. And in Kentucky, a new law will limit Pizza Hut in the cafeteria to just one day a week. But the city of Buffalo, New York, is taking a different tack.
If it's new, you hear it here first. 93.7 WBLK.
With the support of Buffalo's popular radio station, corporate leaders in the town are putting their money behind an ambitious experiment in nutrition education.
If you are a power eater, of course, we want you to tune in all this week. If you are a power eater, and you just never know, you might be a guest DJ. You might even win something.
WBLK's afternoon host, The Magic Man, is one partner in the experiment.
Remember, fruits and veggies rule. Less than five a day is uncool.
At Buffalo School number 45, the mantra has sunk in quickly.
Fruits and veggies rule. Less than five a day is uncool.
In the lunchroom, the Power Eaters program is basically a contest. Kids who take extra fruits and vegetables each day are eligible for prizes at the end of the week. Teacher Kathy Lubick helps keep count.
Hussein, wait a minute, sweetie. He didn't take any fruit, which means he does not get marked. But the two vegetables are okay.
Lubick says the hope is that kids will learn to make better choices.
And the whole idea is no one's standing over them saying, you must eat that piece of broccoli or else. You took it, you tried it. Even if maybe if you picked it up, that's enough. It's exposure. Some of these kids have never seen this stuff before.
And they've certainly never had nutrition education as part of their curriculum. With so much of the school day focused on preparing students for standardized math and reading tests, nutrition has been edged out. This is a trend nationwide, but not in Buffalo's fourth grade classrooms. Teacher Denise Vassar says it's a matter of teaching kids what's at stake.
Why is it important to eat healthy foods, Christian?
Because if you eat fat and greasy foods, you could get overweighted.
Causes obesity in adults and children, so we should eat lean meats, lots of fruits and vegetables. Anyone else?
Or it could cause diabetes.
Right, that's right, cause diabetes. Very good.
It's unclear if the program will pay off, but the lunchroom in Buffalo is different than most. It's less a business, more a classroom, at least for the moment. On the financial side, to make this happen, business leaders had to invest in the nutrition program. Mike Kropp is CEO of Independent Health, a large insurance provider. He says the thinking is that illnesses such as heart disease and diabetes can be prevented through early education.
One of the things that we're excited about is how has this changed the level of awareness of the kids within the school. It's very hard to change habits and change behaviors, but it's a lot easier to introduce new habits and new choices than to stop the old ones.
And the consensus is you've got to do that while they're young. So by the time they're old enough to be customers, they make better choices. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
And what school do you go to?
82.
And being a power eater is cool, right?
Yeah.
What's your station?
Yeah,
okay. By the way, some parents now have a way to monitor exactly what their kids are eating. Four school systems in Georgia are using a computerized cafeteria checkout system. The system keeps track of what each kid buys, and now parents are able to go to a computer website to see the list. The same creepy technology that allows corporations to monitor what you buy lets parents watch their children.